So our Bible reading comes from Luke chapter 6. You'll find that on page 728 of the Church Bibles. And we're going to read from verse 39 to 49. He also told them this parable. Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? A student is not above his teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like his teacher. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take the speck out of your eye," when you yourself fail to see the plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? I will show you what he is like who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. He's like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When the flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. When Jesus had finished saying all this in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. There a centurion's servant, whom his master valued highly, was sick and about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him. "This man deserves to have you do this, because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue." So Jesus went with him. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him. And turning to the crowd following him, he said, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel." Then the men who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well.
Well, what do you know? It turns out there were actions. Actions are not everyone's bag, though, are they? Turn back to Luke chapter 6. It's page 728. And what would be lovely is if you're a sort of junior churcher and you're in with us this afternoon, first of all, it's great to have you in with us. If you'd like to come and sit at the front, that would be great because it just might help you to see what's going on. You might want to bring an adult so that they can see what's going on as well. So if you want to come to the front, now is your moment. The rest of us are turning to Luke chapter 6. And who wants to come to the front? We've got some people coming to the front. These are actually the more expensive seats right here, so that's great. Great to see you. And I'm going to pray, and we're going to ask for the Lord's help to understand his word to us. So as we sit, let's pray. Father, we thank you that because you love us, you give us your word. You speak to us because you want us to know what you're like. And we pray now, as we look at these verses from the Bible, you would speak to us wonderful things about your Son. And we pray that what we hear of him would change our lives. In his name we pray. Amen. Now, how are you getting on with the kind of quiz? People listing all the types of fruit they can think of that grow on trees. Has anyone got more than two? Some people have got more than two. Has anyone got more than six? Still, anyone got more than 10? Okay, bring me the sheets over tea, and there will be a prize for the person who can think of the most fruits that grow on trees. But I want to start with a different kind of quiz question, and here it is. What sort of a tree is this one? What sort of a tree is this one? Have a careful look. Who would like to make a guess? What do you think it is?
A lemon tree.
Now, what makes you think it's a lemon tree?
Because it's got lemons
on. That's right. That is well spotted, isn't it? It's a lemon tree because it's got lemons on. Have a look at verse 44. We're just going to be looking at verses 43 to 45. Have a look at verse 44. And you see what Jesus says? Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. So how did we spot it was a lemon tree? Well, because it had a lemon on it. That is your basic rule of trees, okay? The fruit you see tells you the type of tree, okay? The fruit you see tells you the type of tree. There you go. That's all you need to know about trees. But that's the rule. So if you see bananas, what kind of a tree is it? It's a banana tree. Okay, right. Do you see the pattern? If you see cherries, what kind of tree is it?
Cherry tree.
Okay. If you see apples, what kind of a tree is it?
Apple.
Okay. Yeah, that's the rule of trees. The fruit you see tells you the type of tree. Brilliant. In the world of trees, there are no exceptions to this rule. It's always like that. Do you see what Jesus says? He goes on to say in verse 44, people do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. You don't pick figs or lemons from thorn bushes. So do you see this tree over here? That's a thorny tree. It's got these kind of spikes on it. And you will never, ever, ever, ever get a lemon growing on that tree. Never. It's a thorn bush, and it will grow spiky thorns. So if you're looking for lemons, don't go looking at thorn bushes. Go looking at lemon trees, okay? That's the rule. That's the rule of trees, isn't it? The fruit you see tells you the type of tree, yeah? And Jesus says that people are like fruit trees. He does. He's talking to a crowd of his followers. He's talking to people who are thinking about following him. And he says, my followers are different from everyone else. They love in a way that is different. Most people just love the people who love them back. But my followers love people who don't even love me back. People who are hard to love. And the question is, why are his followers so different? And the answer is, because they've got new hearts. They've got Jesus' hearts. They can love like Jesus because they've got Jesus' hearts. So the question Jesus is asking as he's talking to his followers here is, how can you tell if you really are my follower or not? How can you tell if you've got a Jesus heart? Well, the rule of trees, do you remember the rule of trees? The fruit you see tells you the type of tree. So do you see what Jesus says in verse 45? The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart. And the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks. Do you see what Jesus is saying? What comes out of us, the things we do and the things we say, that's the fruit. Well, that shows what sort of tree we are. Shows what sort of heart we've got. Now, I need two volunteers to help me at this point. They don't have to be members of Junior Church, just two helpful volunteers who prepare to come and sit at the front for a bit. You don't have to do anything difficult or dangerous or embarrassing. We won't make you do actions or anything like that. So, Max, you seem quite keen. And you come and tell us your names. Come and stand here and tell us your names. You shout out your name so that we all know, in case some people haven't met. This is Max. You tell us your name. And this is George, okay? Now, Max and George, you stay there. Now, while I'm going to get Max and George ready for this, okay? While I'm getting them ready, can the rest of us, Bibles open, have a look through verses 27 to 38, the bit we looked at last week, and see if you can find examples of good fruit and bad fruit. See if you can find some of the examples of good words and deeds and bad words and deeds, okay? So spend some time spotting them, and then we'll hear from you in a moment while I get Max and George ready. So Max and George, you come with me. They're going to be doing some work, gathering the fruit. I want each of you to put on one of these jackets. You want to put this one on? Okay. Is ready. Do you want to sit or stand? You're more comfortable if you sit? We're quite relaxed, aren't we? Let's sit, right. Okay. Now, keep your jackets closed. This is George. George, why don't you stand up? Because I think we do need to see you. And this is George, and he is covered in lemons. Okay, good lemony fruit. Now, can anyone give examples? Here are all the lemons, all over covered over George, of some of the good fruit that you saw in the things that Jesus said from last week. Who can think of good fruit? Shout it out. Love, yep, good fruit, lemony fruit, yep.
Carrots.
Carrots are actually vegetables. But they are very, very good for you. But maybe we should have that conversation over tea. Okay, because that's a bigger conversation. What other good fruit can you find from these verses? Love. Lemons are a good fruit. Yeah. What about in the verses? The things. Okay. Maybe I wasn't clear. The things that we do or the things that we say that are good that Jesus was talking about. Who's got some things? Everyone looks at Junior Church to carry this, but this is the whole family event. Turning the other cheek, saying I don't mind if you insult me. I'll just let them insult me. Claire. Giving to everyone who asks. That's very lemony. That's another fruit. Did anyone else spot any other fruit? Forgiving, yep, saying it's okay, what you did was wrong, but we'll start again. That's good fruit. Was there any more good fruit? Yep, praying for people who treat you badly, but you're still going to pray for them. That's very lemony. Anyway, last one. What have you got? Have you got a good one? What? Broccoli. Let's have a meeting over tea, and we'll talk about the whole vegetable fruit thing. Vegetables very good for you, but in a different sort of a way. One last piece of fruit, Catherine at the back there. Sorry, I just didn't hear that. Being merciful. Don't give them what they deserve. Be merciful to them. Okay, very, very fruity. Now, if you met someone who was just covered in lemony fruit like that, sort of Jesus fruit, what sort of a person do you think they'd be? What do you think they'd be like on the inside? Remember the rule of trees? What's the rule of trees? The type of fruit you see tells you the type of tree. So if you meet someone who is covered with this sort of Jesus fruit, loving your enemies, being merciful, forgiving, praying for those who are mean to you, giving your stuff away. If you met someone who was covered in that sort of a fruit, what do you think they'd be like on the inside? What do you think their heart would be like? Shall we show them? Shall we show them what your heart would be like? George's heart is a Jesus heart. Okay? Because the type of fruit you see tells you the type of tree. And so when you see someone who the things they do and the things they say are the sort of things Jesus does and says, it shows you they've got a Jesus heart. Okay? Now, what about our friend? You sit down, George. What about our friend Max? Okay, Max is he's covered in thorns. You wouldn't want to go too close to Max because you'd get spikes and it would hurt. Can you give some examples of some of the thorny things that you saw, the bad fruit in verses 27 to 38? Who's got some examples? It's kind of the opposite of the Jesus fruit. What are some of the things? Hating, so instead of loving people, you hate them. That would be quite spiky, wouldn't it? That would be thorny. Yeah, what else? Judging, yeah, do you remember that? You just write them off. Say, I've got no time for you at all. I look down on you. Who's got another example of a fruit that's a very thorny, prickly sort of...
Taking what's not yours,
yeah, that would hurt, wouldn't it? People start taking what's not yours. That's not good to be around. Any last one? Anything I've missed? Being ungrateful. Yeah, being ungrateful. Now, if you're covered in that sort of thorny fruit, what sort of heart do you think is going on inside? What do you think that reveals? Remember, the kind of fruit shows you the kind of tree you are. The kind of stuff you do, the kind of stuff you say, shows you what's going on in your heart. Shall we reveal what's Max's heart? What's going on here? Oh, that's quite a dark heart, isn't it? That's a bad heart. Why don't you take your chair, your coats off, and we'll put them on the chairs just to remind us, and we'll have a little think about what that means. Thank you very much, Max and George. You go and sit down. Have a think about the kind of fruit you produce, the stuff you do, the stuff you say. Is it more like kind of lemony Jesus fruit, or is it more kind of spiky, thorny fruit? Which best describes you? And Jesus says the question is then, what does that tell you about your heart? Remember the rule of trees? The fruit you see tells you the type of tree. And Jesus says, what's true of trees is true of people. People often say, well, I know I'm a little bit thorny. I know that. I know I won't forgive someone, or I look down on people. But on the inside, that's not what I'm like. No, people are like trees. If the fruit is lemons, it's a lemon tree. If the fruit is thorns, it's a thorn tree. That's just how it goes. And maybe you think, well, this is very unsettling. You think, well, I need to grow some good fruit fast. I need to stop looking down on people and stop bossing people around. And I need to give more stuff away. And I need to let people want to watch on TV what they want to watch on TV and be kind. And here's what some people do, okay? They panic. They say, uh-oh, I'm thorny. I need to do something about it. Here's what they do, okay? I need some more volunteers. I'm looking at volunteers from Source and 180, who I think have been prepared at high-level training for this next section. Come and join me. And here's what some people do, okay? Come and join me. You've got the equipment, you've got your own equipment there, but there are the lemons you need, and you just need to start sticking them on this tree, okay? Just grab a lemon, just start sticking them on the tree. How's that going? I'll stick some as well. Got any others? Anyone else can join in and help us? Here we got Finley and Eva, and just me. No? Okay, just us then. Okay, we'll just carry on sticking the lemons on, and just be fit. Just watch us, you know, and just think about where you think this is all heading. Where do you think this is a good solution, sticking the lemons on the tree like this? We should have had one we prepared earlier, but then you'd miss out on all the fun, wouldn't you, really? You'd miss out on us. Do you think we should do one more and then that's it done? Think that's got the effect? Let's leave it at that. Why don't you just stick your one on, Eva, and then we're done. Brilliant. Look at that. Thank you very much. Look at that. Okay. Brilliant. Thank you very much, Eva and Finley. You sit down. Now... See what we've done there? We've made a lemon tree. It's brilliant, isn't it? Anyone got any problems with it? Where do you think this could go wrong? Do you think that's a good solution? We want lemons, so we've stuck a load of lemons on this tree to make lemons. Yay! Where could it go wrong, do you think? Or is this the solution? Just stick lemons on. Anyone can see what the flaw in the plan might be? It is a dead tree, and how long are these lemons gonna sort of stay healthy on this tree? Not very long. It's a dead tree. They're just stuck on with sellotape. They're not actually growing. There's no life in them. They're just gonna get brown and moldy and yucky. And what people do is they stick lemons on a dead tree. What they do is they say, right, I'm going to try and be a better person. And I'm going to be kind. And I'm going to stop being so mean. And I'm going to forgive people. And how long does it last when people do that? When people grit their teeth and they say, I'm going to try and make lemony fruit all over my life. How long does it last? Not very long. Because it's just like sticking lemons on the tree. It looks good for a moment, but there's no life. It's just going to go moldy. It doesn't last. Because that is the rule of trees. Look at verse 43. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. If it's a bad tree, it can never really grow good fruit. I mean, you could try and stick it on, but it can't really grow it. And people try and be good, but it doesn't last. See, that's what most people think following Jesus is about. It's people who are trying to be good, but it doesn't last. And so what they then do is they say, well, of course, following Jesus is a waste of time. It doesn't make any difference. I tried so hard to be better and kind and not judge people, but it just didn't last. When all they're doing is sticking lemons on thorn bushes. If you want lemons, what do you need? What do you need if you really want good, healthy lemons? Yeah, a lemon tree. That's right. You need. You don't want this. That's dead. You want this. You need a lemon tree. If you want Jesus fruit, you need a Jesus heart. And so the question is, how do you get a Jesus heart? How do you turn from a thorn bush into a lemon tree? How do you do that? How do you turn a normal heart like that into a Jesus heart like that? How do you do it? Well, in Luke's gospel over the past few weeks, we've seen the power that Jesus has to do things that no one else can do. He cleansed a leper. No one else could make a leper clean. He healed a man who couldn't walk. No one else could make this man walk. And do you remember Levi? Levi was a bad sort, but Jesus turned him right around. And there was a man with a withered arm, and Jesus completely restored his arm. Jesus keeps showing us he has power to fix us. And the most amazing thing is he has power to fix hearts. He's got power to change thorn bushes into lemon trees. Normal hearts into Jesus hearts. You say, really? Yeah. Way back in the Old Testament, God said that his people had bad hearts, hearts of stone. And that one day, he would send his king, and his king would have power to turn those hearts of stone into hearts of flesh, turn bad hearts into good hearts, thorn bushes into lemon trees. And Jesus is saying, I'm the king, and I've come. And I've come to do a miracle. I've come to change people's hearts. So if you think this afternoon you're pretty thorny, don't walk away from here thinking, right, I need to try harder to be nicer. I need to stick some lemons on. You can't do it. It won't last. Thorn bushes never grow real lemons. What you need is for Jesus to change your heart. So here's what you need to do. You need to turn to Jesus, and you need to ask him, You need to say, Jesus, you fix that man's legs, and you fix that man's arms, and you fix that man's skin. Will you please fix my heart? And if you pray that, if you pray that prayer, that is a prayer he will delight to answer. Because that's why he came. He came to gather followers, to give them Jesus' hearts, so their lives would be full of Jesus' fruit. So as we sit, let's pray. Let's take a moment to be quiet, and then I'm going to lead us in a prayer. Lord Jesus, we want to say sorry. We're sorry for the thorny, prickly things, the bad things we do and say. Lord Jesus, we want to say thank you. Thank you that you have power to change hearts. Lord Jesus, we want to say please, please make our hearts like yours. Amen.
Okay, now, Mike, now it's my turn to ask you a few questions from people. So there are a good number of questions. Some of them are quite similar, but if I don't use yours exactly, then please forgive me. So the first one here says, if a good man does a big mistake, can he go to heaven?
Yes, when we become real followers of Jesus, it's not that we become perfect. I tried to grow raspberries this year, and there were lots of raspberries, but there were quite a few kind of moldy raspberries as well. And that doesn't mean it wasn't a raspberry plant. It just meant that there were some moldy ones. And so I suppose the question to ask is, when you look at this person, are you mostly looking at lemons, or are you mostly looking at thorns? And even a Christian gets things wrong, we make mistakes, and that's why we have to ask for forgiveness. But what are we mostly seeing in someone's life? What's the kind of fruit? When you think of that person, do you mostly think lemons, or do you mostly think thorns?
Okay. So is it wrong to want to try to show lemon fruit and try to be a better person?
No, it's not wrong to try to long to and to try to, but I've just got to remember I can't change my heart. So I have to say, Lord Jesus, please, will you change my heart? Will you help me? And how does he help me? Well, he helps me by the power of his Spirit. He helps me as I read his word. So I'm not just sort of floating around saying, oh, Lord Jesus, just magically change me. But I've just got to recognize that if I just grit my teeth, I won't be able to do it. I need to turn to him. That's all.
Okay. I think this is quite a good question, okay. Given your illustration. How do I know whether my lemons are stuck on with sellotape or are actually growing on my tree?
Yeah, that's a good question. Because when you stick them on, they don't last very long. So they're a bit like New Year's resolutions. You know, you say, well, I'm going to stop doing that. I'm just going to... And how long does it last? But if they're actually growing, then over time... the lemons become, well, I don't really know much about lemons, this is where I'm going to expose myself. They become yellower and bigger and zestier. I've run out already. But you see, they're, there's more and more of them, shall we say, rather than just... So over time, you realize you're not just trying to be a little bit kind, but you're growing more and more. You're growing kinder and kinder. And that's the whole kind of direction of your life is lemonier and lemonier, rather than just, I'm just trying to do this thing, but it doesn't last. So there's real change, because there's real growth, because there's life.
And that real change, will that change when we turn to Jesus and we ask him to change our hearts? Will that be immediate? Will we show that fruit immediately?
Not all of a sudden. But again, a bit like plants, plants take time to grow, but we'll start growing.
Okay. Last question then.
Okay, very last question.
If Jesus has given me a new heart, then why do I still have so many thorns?
Yeah. Well, that's a bit like what we said earlier. It's not just sudden, But he is slowly at work changing us. But unless I've got a new heart, there'll be no change. But the very fact there is change and there is growth and you're starting to see some lemony things come out means Jesus is at work. But remember my raspberries. I grew some moldy ones.
Yeah.
But it's still a raspberry plant.
Okay. Thank you very much. You'll be around for a few minutes afterwards.
Yeah.
If anyone's got any other questions?